Ah, yes, it is time for our weekly visit with Travis Frederick, brought to you by Miller Lite and Dr. Pepper. And let's dive right in and say, Travis, welcome back to footballing. Let's talk about, for you personally, what was it like to be back on the field in a regular season game?
Man, I tell you, it was really special to be back out there. Haven't spent that time away. When you're not out on the field with the guys, even though I was doing my best to stay connected, you really feel a little disconnected sometimes. And when you get a chance to be a part of that and be part of the sacrifice and part of the battle, it really makes you feel like part of the family again.
And how did the game feel, like contact and all those sorts of things? I mean, aside from the emotional, mental aspect, did it feel like you'd never been gone?
Honestly, I was surprised a little bit at how good and how natural it felt. Going back into it, I was a little nervous to know what it was going to be like. In the preseason, I did everything that I wanted to, and everything felt good going into the preseason. But when you go out there and you put together long drives like that, and you play as many plays as we did, I was not quite sure how it was going to turn out. And I can say things turned out pretty well so far.
And so just to be clear, let's say that going into that camp, you always talk about your Madden rating. You're always bringing that up with
us. Yeah, of course.
And going into that camp when you had Guillain-Barré syndrome, you know, your Madden rating was around 95. Then you missed last year. Madden has you right back at around a 94, 95, 96 in that range, which I'm kidding. If you don't know, Travis does not care about that. But just in terms of do you feel like you are the exact same guy you were? And obviously you had the shoulder injury too, but are you back to being full 100% Travis?
It's really hard to say off of one game where we're at, but I know that I'm happy with what I put out there. It certainly was not my best game, and there's a long way to go, but it's a good base for me to be able to grow on throughout the course of the year.
Talking to Travis Frederick here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. So everybody today is talking about the way this offense looks and Kellen Moore and Scott Linehan, all these kinds of things. But before getting too in-depth on that, what about the way your quarterback looked yesterday? Is this the way he's looked at all of camp to you? Did something seem a little different yesterday? What was your assessment of that?
You know, I thought he played really, really well. And, we haven't had meetings yet, so it's hard to know, you know, how he played from a quarterback standpoint. But just the way that he led the team and the way that he came into the huddle, and, you know, he's always been calm and cool, but there's just this air of confidence about him, and I think it comes from his preparation. I mean, I think you're going to be hard-pressed to find a guy that works harder than he does and studies and knows what's coming and knows how things are going to work. And it's almost like he can see things now before the play starts. He knows where the ball's going. He knows how things are going to have to work. So really fun seeing him play at this level.
Okay, so I love what you said. You said you haven't looked at the film, so you really don't know if he played well or not, which is awesome. And that's not exactly what you said, but you'd have to look at the film. And I love that because he had a perfect passer rating, 158.3, 405 yards, 4 touchdowns, but you're still willing to say you'd like to look at the film just to confirm that he played well?
Well, you know, we really chase perfection here. And, you know, a perfect passer rating is great. You know, I'm not saying that there's something wrong with that, but, you know, I'll tell you, specifically, I can relate to this as an offensive lineman. You can think that you played your best game ever, but when you go back and watch the film, there are still things that you can improve. You know, for us, we're always trying to get better, and for us, it's hand placement, it's your first step, it's your second step, it's how you maybe influence a guy on a block, how you decide you're going to call the protection. So there are always things that can be improved, and I think he'll be the first to tell you that he's always going to have things to improve too, but he did play pretty well.
Travis, there was so much talk about your buddies Tyron and Zach, you know, taking time out during the preseason, dealing with injuries and stuff. Did you feel like you guys as a unit were as healthy as you could be, or those guys still compromised a little bit?
You know, I feel really good about the unit. Like I said, getting a chance to be back out there with the guys in general was special, but it was really fun playing with those guys again. You know, during the training camp, there was very few times when all five of us were out there playing together. And obviously, there was zero times with Zeke back there and the whole crew together. So just getting everybody back, I felt like the offensive line was gelling really well, that we were, working in a very synergistic way, which is good. That's what you want. And usually the first game, it's not quite as good as it is where it can be. So, you know, I'm just excited to continue to grow on that.
We're talking to the great Travis Frederick. It's our weekly visit, which we are stoked about, brought to you by Miller Lite, the only beer of the Dallas Cowboys. and Dr. Pepper, the one you crave. And so we talk about this a lot, like the play calling rhythm. It seemed like it was obviously really, really good. You guys were rolling. Now you're playing a team in the Giants that you play twice a year, and they're very familiar with you guys. Mm-hmm. Did you feel like with you guys switching things up and the changes you made that it was a bit of a curveball for an opponent that, you know, got used to expecting a certain thing from you guys?
You know, I think going into the first game, you can only rest on your laurels a little bit in that, like, you know that those teams are going to do the same things, but in the offseason, everybody's going to have a change. So, you know, you have to go into a game trying to be prepared for anything. And I would assume that that's what they did. You know, they're not going to just go into a game saying, oh, well, they're going to run the same offense. It's going to be the same looks. So there probably was a little bit of preparedness for that. You know, we certainly do that from an offensive standpoint, knowing that the defense isn't going to be exactly the same. They're going to come up with something new. Heck, they may even switch their front completely. I think that they made a concerted effort to really try and stop the run and pack some guys in the box and do those type of things yesterday. So, you know, we were able to kind of take advantage of that and air the ball out a little bit. And that's really good when you got a core of receivers like we have obviously the tight ends and running back and the quarterback.
Having said all that, if I'd gone up to you before the game and said, Travis, I think you guys probably get 26 pass attempts in the first half, would you have believed me?
I probably wouldn't have believed you, but you know, you never really know how the game's going to work out. I've said this before, that you have to take what the defense gives you. You know, you as much as you want to, you know, as an offensive lineman, I want to run the ball every time, and that just doesn't happen. So if a defense is going to say, listen, you're not running the ball today, well, that's fine. But they're going to have to sacrifice somewhere else. And, you know, you get one-on-one coverage with the guys that we have, and they're definitely dangerous weapons.
Man, we love interviewing you. It's something we get to do every season, and you're one of our favorite humans on the planet. But, you know, we're in a new day part now, and we're on from 10 to 2, so there might be some listeners who haven't heard you on with us. And then maybe there's some who have been following along the whole way. So let's kind of – I want to ask you to search your brain here. What's something we don't know about you? What's something that maybe you like to do with your time? Is it a TV show? Is it watching movies? Share with us, Travis. Share with the group. What's something that you love that we may not even know?
Well, honestly, I don't get a lot of time to watch TV, and I catch a little bit of TV series every once in a while, but for the most part, I stay away from that. I think probably something that people don't know is once a week I like to get together with some friends that don't play football, that are outside, and kind of escape. And I play Dungeons and Dragons in my off time, and I find that to be really interesting because you can kind of just like separate from this world and you know, be somewhere else, be somebody else.
Is there some cosplay involved?
Well, yeah, occasionally. You know, I play online over a digital medium, if you will, so nobody ever sees me, but you know, my wife is sometimes excited when she gets a chance to see me in that cosplay, you know.
Dude, that's incredible. Skin, you used to love Dungeons and Dragons,
oh,
right?
Absolutely.
That's incredible. So okay, so it's wildly popular, and I it's kind of coming back into prominence with Stranger Things.
Yeah.
So what is it about it that you dig so much? And obviously you're not alone. A ton of people dig it. I think they'd love to know that Travis Frederick is into it. This is really cool.
Yeah, you wouldn't necessarily think that I would do that. Now, I haven't found anybody else on the team that plays yet, but I'm going to. I'm going to keep searching. You know, I just like it because it's very different from everything that I do on a normal basis. You know, it's a way that I can kind of escape. I really started playing it a little bit more hardcore last year. You know, obviously when things weren't going so well for me, it was a really good escape. You know, I could kind of escape the world that I was in and go live in this other world for 3 or 4 hours at a time. And it's also a great way for me to stay connected with some people from home, and some friends that I don't get a chance to talk to. It's a great reason to have to talk to people at least once a week. So I think it's a great way to stay connected, and boy, it's a lot of fun.
Who's your DM, bro?
My DM, actually, we found a DM on the internet. We had a group of guys, and one guy was doing it, but I was like, man, I want to play with you. You're always the DM. So we found this guy that he's fresh out of college. I think he lives in the Appalachian Mountains, and he does a great job. He puts together an awesome world for us.
Okay, so, I mean, it's way different, I'm sure, now that, you know, you do it all online. It's way different than when you used to go to, like, the comic shop and roll the dice and all that. So do you have a character that you've rolled with, or do you have multiple characters that you're using?
So each of the different like adventures that I've been in, I've rolled different ones, but the one I'm in currently, I play as this monk, elf monk. So,
oh, badass.
I just go around. Oh yeah. Huge. And just go around plus five if you're really wondering. Mm-hmm. And, just go around and just beat people up, straight hands, no weapons. And do my best to inflict as much damage with my fingers as possible.
Did Madden have your dexterity at plus five before Guillain-Barré, and have your Dungeons and Dragons rating stayed the same?
I think since Guillain-Barré, my Dungeons and Dragons ratings have gone up. I've certainly got a lot more practice since then. So I think I've improved. You know, I continue to try and improve each session, you know, trying to work in some voices maybe, or work in, you know, something new, like maybe the cosplay is coming. Maybe we'll have to set something up and do a one shot for the Ben and Skin show.
We're being told here by Jared Sandler that Hunter Pence of the Texas Rangers, the veteran stud who's in the All-Star game this year, he's a Dungeons and Dragons guy. So maybe we can connect you guys.
That would be awesome. Multi sports, Dallas Fort Worth. That would be great.
And I don't even know how it goes down now, but are you guys all looking at each other on your computers?
Yeah, there's a couple of online like mediums that work as the tabletop, and okay. So it allows you to, you know, place and move your guys around. And then there's a couple different ways you can do it. You can do it with just voice. I've done it with webcam before too. Webcam's good because you get the facial interactions and those like unexpected emotions off of people's faces, because you know there's always surprises coming. So that's a fun way to do it.
Do any of these guys know they're playing with Dallas Cowboys center Travis Frederick?
Huh. Well, they do now. Most of the guys that I play with they're all my friends. Hey, come on now.
What?
They're all friends from home. So I knew them previously, but when we found this new DM, he was unaware for a while, and it's kind of, you know, leaked out a little bit. Good thing for me, he doesn't really care about sports, so he just kind of leaves it and lets us play in his fantasy world.
It's crazy because I've always heard, you know, rappers want to be athletes, athletes want to be rappers. I had no idea hulking offensive linemen wanted to be tiny elves.
They want to be elf monks.
You know, the grass is always greener on the other side, you know.
Sir.
I can tell you for sure my real life dexterity is not plus five.
Well, man, this is a very exciting development, Travis.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
Great.
KT, let's play.
Yeah, I love it.
Your little brother just texted me and said, let's play D&D, bro.
Nice. Love it.
Yeah.
All right, well, I think we have a new station thing happening, the Travis Frederick D&D tournament coming soon. Have a great week, man. Love catching up with you. We'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. I can't wait.
There he goes, Travis Frederick. Great dude, and a very, very dexterous elf monk as well.